old man. Smash it up, take the wheels off, get rid of all those spikes and burn the plans, hmm? When it served its purpose, yes? Well, Ern began, ah-ha! Ah-ha, what? What if we do keep it? It'll be a deterrent to other tyrants. You think tyrants won't build them too? Well, I can build bigger ones, Ern shouted. Didactylos sagged. Yes, he said, no doubt you can. So that's all right then, my word. And to think I was worrying, and now I think I'll go and have a rest somewhere. He looked hunched up and suddenly old. Master, said Ern. Don't master me, said Didactylos, feeling his way along the barn walls to the door. I can see you know every bloody thing there is to know about human nature now. Ha! The great god Om slid down the side of an irrigation ditch and landed on his back in the weeds at the bottom. He righted himself by gripping a root with his mouth and hauling himself over. The shape of Brother's thoughts flickered back and forth in his mind. He couldn't make out any actual words, but he didn't need to, any more than you needed to see the ripples to know which way the river flowed. Occasionally, when he could see the citadel as a gleaming dot in the twilight, he'd try shouting his own mind back as loudly as he could.
Wait! Wait! You don't want to do that? We can go to Ankh-Morpork, land of opportunity! With my brains and your... with you, the world is our mollusk! Why throw it all away?
And then he'd slide into another furrow. Once or twice he saw the eagle, forever circling.
Why put your hand into a grinder? This place deserves Vorbis. Sheep deserve to be led.
It had been like this when his very first believer had been stoned to death. Of course, by then he had dozens of other believers. But it had been a wrench. It had been upsetting. You never forgot your first believer. They gave you shape. Tortoises are not well equipped for cross-country navigation. They need longer legs or shallower ditches. Om estimated that he was doing less than a fifth of a mile an hour in a direct line, and the citadel was at least 20 miles away. Occasionally he made good time between the trees in an olive grove, but that was more than pulled back by rocky ground and field walls. All the time, as his legs whirred, Brother's thoughts buzzed in his head like a distant bee. He tried shouting in his mind again.
What have you got? He's got an army. You've got an army? How many divisions have you got?
But thoughts like that needed energy, and there was a limit to the amount of energy available in one tortoise. He found a bunch of fallen grapes and gobbled them until the juice covered his head, but it didn't make a lot of difference. And then there was nightfall. Nights here weren't as cold as the desert, but they weren't as warm as the day. He'd slow down at night as his blood cooled. He wouldn't be able to think as fast, or walk as fast. He was losing heat already. Heat meant speed. He pulled himself up onto an anthill.
You're going to die! You're going to die!
And slid down the other side. Preparations for the inauguration of the Cenobiarch Prophet began many hours before the dawn. Firstly, and not according to ancient tradition, there was a very careful search of the temple by Deacon Cusp and some of his colleagues. There was a prowling for tripwires and a poking of odd corners for hidden archers. Although it was against the thread, Deacon Cusp had his head screwed on. He also sent a few squads into the town to round up the usual suspects. The Quisition always found it advisable to leave a few suspects at large. Then you knew where to find them when you needed them. After that, a dozen lesser priests arrived to shrive the premises and drive out all Ifrits, jinns and devils. Deacon Cusp watched them without comment. He'd never had any personal dealings with supernatural entities, but he knew what a well-placed arrow would do to an unexpecting stomach. Someone tapped him on the ribcage. He gasped at the sudden linkage of real life into the chain of thought and reached instinctively for his dagger.
"Oh," he said.
Lutze nodded and smiled and indicated with his broom that Deacon Cusp was standing on a patch of floor that he, Lutze, wished to sweep.
"Hello, you ghastly little yellow fool," said Deacon Cusp.
Nod, smile.
"Never say a bloody word, don't you?"
said Deacon Cusp. Smile, smile.
"Idiot."
Smile, smile, watch. Ern stood back.
"Now," he said, "you sure you've got it all?"
"Easy," said Simony, who was sitting in the turtle's saddle.
"Tell me again," said Ern.
"We stalk up the firebox," said Simony.
Then when the red needle points to XXV1, turn